It is the story in Washington. The first indictments in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation have rattled a lot of people in our nation's capital, especially those connected to the campaign that got President Trump elected last year. Now everyone inside and outside the Beltway wants to know what's next for Mueller's investigation. To start us off today, we're getting way out of that Beltway bubble to hear reaction from Russia and Ukraine, which both have starring roles in this investigation. The View from Moscow is coming up in a moment. First, though, to reporter Alexander Klymenov in Kiev, the Ukrainian capital. Alexander, what's the reaction there been to the Manafort indictment and his aide and the guilty plea from Mr. Papadopoulos?
Well, Marco, Ukrainians are really amazed that the Ukrainian politics get intertwined with the American politics in such a strange way. Of course, Ukrainians have heard the name Paul Manafort before. We've heard about him since about 2005, but nobody would ever think that at some point this saga, Ukrainian election saga that involved several presidents and several revolutions, would end up at the White House.
So between 2005 and, say, last year when Manafort was part of the Trump campaign, if you said Paul Manafort in Kiev, what would people think?
People first heard about Paul Manafort in connection with Viktor Yanukovych, who lost his presidential election in 2004 as a result of the Orange Revolution. And just about at that time, Yanukovych decided that he needed to change his image to make sure that he looks more pro-Western, sort of, not just this pure pro-Kremlin, very industrial type of man. So he invited these American election professionals and consultants and lobbyists, and Paul Manafort was the main man there, to work on Viktor Yanukovych's image.
So what did Manafort actually do for Yanukovych's image? Like, what did he look like before and what did he look like after?
Well, he was somebody who had served two jail terms in his teen years for burglary. And a lot of Ukrainians just couldn't get hold of this idea that somebody with that kind of past would become the country's president. And that's when Americans got involved. And Yanukovych really changed a lot. He started looking differently. He started speaking Ukrainian, even though he had only spoken Russian before. His speeches became more clearly focused. They became more pro-Western in messages, but he didn't really change inside. And a lot of people actually believed that he was a different man. Even some of my friends, some of the very progressive people that I know, were saying, I would rather vote for Yanukovych because he's a real businessman and I think he has changed. These people really want to move Ukraine westward, so he's a different man now. And he won, and then everybody realized that, well, no, he didn't change that much. He just started stealing and stealing and turning the entire country into just his pocket money, basically.
So Paul Manafort resurfaced last spring. Tell us what happened next.
Well, last spring, these ledgers from the party regions, which used to rule Ukraine for a number of years, surfaced, and they listed all sorts of payments that were done for political campaigns, for election campaigns, all sorts of bribes. And one of the names there was Paul Manafort, who was a consultant to Viktor Yanukovych and the Party of the Regions. And the amount that was mentioned there was $13 million. So it was at least that much money that Paul Manafort got from Viktor Yanukovych and his party for his services. But because those ledgers that were uncovered only cover a portion of the time, the amount could be a lot higher.
Alexander, I'm just curious how hungry Ukrainians are right now for any Manafort news, any news about the Trump collusion with Russia investigation. What do they want to hear?
Ukrainians are really hungry to get any news that would help end the war in the East with Russia. And a lot of Ukrainians count on the American help. So even the situation with Paul Manafort and President Trump, if it might put President Trump in a position where he would need to oppose Russia's President Putin, a lot of Ukrainians will feel happy because they will know Americans will be providing help for Ukraine.
Reporter Alexander Klymenov there with the View on the Mueller indictments from Kiev.